back with another one. And with this one, I just want to say, love on y'all people, man. You got genuine people in your life, keep them around. Because we in a day and age where everybody feel like they irreplaceable, and I'm sorry. That's not true. So many things that y'all don't do, won't do, is people out here that will. And that's for relationships, friendships, value those people. It's one thing about me, I'm a value mass. And another thing is, I know I'm rare. I'm not saying it to be arrogant. I know I'm rare. You're going to miss me when I'm not in your life. But everybody not like that. One reason being, I love hard. And I love very hard. Which is why I don't let people get close to me. Which is why I don't get close to people. Because it's almost nothing that I won't do for those that I love. But one thing I had to learn, people don't love me the same way that I love them. I ain't gonna say no names, but I remember some people I'm no longer friends with always bringing up. Oh, they'll bang with you or they'll look out for you. Okay, tell me what you won't do. I'm tired of what everybody saying what they will do. Tell me what you won't do so I know how to hold, how I should act with y'all so I know how to move accordingly. Tell me how you won't be real. Tell me how you won't be honest. Tell me how you won't be loyal. Y'all always say the positive about what y'all would do. Tell me what y'all won't do. Tell me how y'all go talk about me behind my back. Tell me how y'all snakes. Tell me all this stuff. Don't try to make it like everybody want to play like they so real and y'all not. Because it's a lot of people I could air out a bunch of things that they've done. I don't do that. I don't even think about people when they're not in my life no more. They be dead to me. To speak on relationship shit. Why even ask for stuff y'all can't do? Why y'all ask for stuff y'all can't bring to the table? So many women that I've dealt with ask for affection. Ask for people to value this. That's in general now. Everybody wants some. Every female asks for some money. I always see posts. If you like me, stand out. Cash out me. What did you do to deserve that? That's just coming off as a gold digger. Because what you gonna do for me? What can you really do for me? I remember plenty of women. They say they never had flowers before. I know how to treat a woman. I ain't got no problem buying you flowers. I'm letting you know I appreciate you. I'm looking at you. I'm interested in you. I'm trying to get to know you. But what can you do for me? What can you? I'm not asking you to do nothing. But I'm just saying, if you really appreciate somebody, you're going to do small things that show that acknowledgement. I don't need you to buy me nothing. I appreciate genuine texts. A real good morning text, like the long ones, stuff like that. Men, you don't need to buy a real man nothing. It's the small things that count. Women say the same thing, but it's a lie. The reason it's a lie, because a lot of the stuff do be materialistic things. And when you do it so often, like this one situation I had, always made sure I looked out with the flowers. But after a while, they won't appreciate it to say no more. So I stopped doing it. A man wants to be appreciated. Let us know that what we doing matter to you. That's what means something to us. And That's the thing, man. People don't appreciate stuff, man. I've had so many friendships in because I just realized the person that I was, it wasn't fit to be in people like they like. But then they want to appreciate me when they realize I ain't rocking with them no more. We not making new memories, dog. You a shiesty. You move foul. I'm not into making new memories with people like that. Just like with women. Don't appreciate me when the new situation ain't good and you trying to double back. Should appreciate me when you had me. You would have never dealt with none of that. Because me, I know how to turn it off. I have no problem cutting anybody out my life. It's too easy. You got to understand, people don't understand the type of people they be dealing with. I done seen plenty of my brothers cut people off because they want situations wasn't right. And those people felt like they couldn't be cut off. Anybody can be cut off. That's life. But you got to understand the people you dealing with who doing the cutting off. Some people will cut you off because they scared they can't handle you. Oh, yeah. I don't even count all my relationships, but the last two that I guess count as relationships. I was told in both situations, like, the way that I am is too much for them. People ain't ready for the type of love I bring, the type of man that I am. The stuff I bring to the table, you're not going to find nowhere else. But guess what, baby? You ain't going to know that until you out looking and you will never find another me. That's like friends. They love to double back, talking about how they miss me, how things can be. No, it can't. Things is in the past for a reason. I'm not into patching up nothing. I didn't screw it up. Appreciate people while you got them. Appreciate the times that you have with people. Because one thing for sure, I lost so many people to death. I value everything and everybody that I have. I know it can be gone any day. So I'm gonna love on my people while they're here. Even the ones that I love and I might be angry because I admit I got anger issues. I get mad. I hold grudges. I be mad at a person for 3 years for something small. I'm working on it. But one thing for sure, you will know that I was angry with you, but if I still got any love for you, I'll let you know. I still got love for you. I just can't. I ain't over the problem. And will I feel bad if something happened to me? You know, because you know I still love you. Everybody that's alive now, whether they in my life or not anymore, they know where we stand. It's no question with me about where we stand, because you know it. That's why if I'm dead and gone today, everybody that know I love them, genuinely know I love them, can speak on that. But one thing for sure, if you ain't appreciate me while I was here, don't speak on me when I'm dead and gone. Because I don't speak on people I don't rock with when they dead and gone. There's plenty of people I had love for that passed away. Because I ain't like them when they passed away, I won't speak on them when they dead and gone. And I'm not going to fake show love and support that they dead and gone. I won't even say rest in peace. All because it'll be fake. Because I knew where we stood when you was here. But people don't like to do that. People can't be honest. When people dead and gone, that's when everybody wanna love and try to come together. Nah, y'all should have did that before people died. Like, why in black communities? I'm a bring it to us. Why is the only time family come together for a funeral? Or why the only time you hear from certain people when you need something? You don't talk to them no time. Like, bro, like, it's fake. That's not real. That's not genuine. It's just like people, religious people, right? So-called religious people, right? Hey, they only go to God when it's a time of need. They don't talk to him no other time when they need something, though. When you get what you need, are you going to give thanks daily? Because you're going to use what you pray for daily. You're going to appreciate that daily. Maybe not, but you should. And you should appreciate whoever you believe in daily. This stuff matters, bro. People are so sick in the head and so selfish and caught up in what they trying to do and want to do. They can't even sit back and take the time and appreciate what they got. I'm not saying get satisfied or complacent, but appreciate what you already got in front of you. I remember listening to his YouTube video, and the woman cheated, right? Dude asked her why. She talked about everything that he didn't do. You wasn't as affectionate. You was never home. But talk about all the stuff he did do. He was working 12-hour shifts. Y'all had just got a new place, a new crib. And even though you cheated, he the one who left. He the one that provided both cars. But he wasn't able to give you the time that you wanted or the affection you needed. He been at work. Was you affectionate towards him when he got off work? Now put the shoe on the other foot. If a woman is working like that and she the one doing all this stuff right, that woman deserves to come home. You better massage everything on her body. Have some food. Bath. She smoke some roll, a bottle if she drink. You do something. But she ain't had none of that for him. Then I saw another situation where a dude cheated because he didn't like the way that she talked to him. And even though she was loyal, I started looking and listening to the conversation, and he talked about the way that she talked to him. But my thing is, if you want respect, be a respectable person. He didn't forgive you 2-3 times for cheating. You left this woman heartbroken a couple times, and yet she forgave you. But when she finally decided to leave, oh, now you heartbroken. Now you missing. Now this and that. Bro, you the one hurt after the breakup. And you blamed it on her way of communicating, but she only disrespectful because a woman only got her mouth when a man, we physically are, 9 times out of 10, we physically can be more dominant than a woman. Bro, be a respectable person. It's hard for a woman to respect you when you're doing wrong. You got to know how to lead if you want her to follow. Ain't nobody gonna respect the person who can't respect themselves, can't respect what they have. You didn't appreciate her. She ain't cheat on you. And you talking about all because how she talked to you. Bro, you brought it on yourself. You a cheater. And you only cheated because she was nice. And let you have time with your boys. And let you be able to go out. Not even say let, but she was cool with it. Because you never cheated before. But then you cheated. So now she feels some type of way. You brought that on yourself, bro. Same thing about a woman. If you cheat, you can't expect for a man to look at you the same way. Because one thing for sure, I'm going to speak for me. If anybody has the same access to the woman I am with, woman I share myself with, planning to spend my life with, anybody got that same access to you, baby, it's nothing for us to have. Because what made me special? Nothing. I'd be a dummy. And nowadays, everybody's so caught up in not wanting to be played. Y'all playing yourself out of good people. It's sick. Friendships wise too. Oh, you feel you bigger and better than people because of what you doing, what you, bro, no lie. It's I've seen firsthand people in good positions not help the ones that they love, right? They got too big for themselves. I've seen people with nothing get a last. I've seen people provide for everybody around them, but because they providing, they feel they can mistreat as well. Honestly, that's not right. If for one, if you provide for everybody around you, that's a problem. What, unless you telling them not to provide for themselves, that's an issue. So it look like because they using you, you mistreat them. How about you cut them out? How about y'all appreciate that person more? It goes both ways in so many situations. And honestly, I just hate the times we live in because it's so fucked up. Nothing's genuine anymore. Nothing's real anymore. Nobody can just be honest. Nobody can just appreciate nothing. It's like everything now just has to be ruined. And it shouldn't be like that. I don't know what it's going to take for a lot of people to change. But honestly, the times that we live in, real, genuine love is maybe the hardest thing to find. Friendships, relationships, family, it don't matter. People is just, I guess we just got to accept the fact that everybody, well, 90% of the people you encounter, probably going to be a fucked up person. But y'all stay tuned. Come on, let's get back to it. More podcasts, more conversations. Let's get this thing back rolling.